This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Asthma medications during pregnancy show mixed links to child development issues. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A comprehensive meta-analysis of nearly 4 million pregnancies has found inconsistent but concerning associations between prenatal exposure to common asthma medications and autism spectrum disorder in children. The study, published in PLOS Medicine, analyzed data from 8 studies spanning over 2 decades to examine whether maternal asthma treatment affects child neurodevelopment. Key takeaways: meta-analysis of 3.9 million pregnancies shows mixed evidence linking asthma medications to developmental disorders. Beta-2 adrenergic agonists showed potential association with autism spectrum disorder in some studies. Researchers emphasize continued asthma treatment remains essential for maternal and fetal health. Study at a glance: 3.9 million pregnancies analyzed across 8 studies examining asthma medication safety, prenatal asthma medication research. Overview: study designs and participant numbers. In meta-analysis, 2003 to 2025, 8 total studies included 5 cohort studies, 3.9 MIMI total participants. Source: PLOS Medicine, 2025. Georgian Medical Journal News. Conflicting evidence emerges from 2-decade review. The systematic review, led by Lama A. Shakshir and colleagues, examined studies published between January 2003 and November 2025 following PRISMA guidelines. Of 16,824 initially identified studies, only 8 met strict inclusion criteria for investigating prenatal asthma medication exposure and neurodevelopmental outcomes. All included studies examined beta-2 adrenergic agonists, B2AA, the most commonly prescribed asthma medications during pregnancy, with one study also investigating inhaled corticosteroids. The research teams used the Newcastle-Ottawa scale to assess study quality and conducted random effects meta-analyses where appropriate. The inconsistent findings highlight the complexity of studying medication safety during pregnancy. While some studies suggested associations with autism spectrum disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, others found no significant links, creating uncertainty for clinicians and expectant mothers managing asthma. For more research developments, see our new studies section. Beta-2 agonists show potential autism link in subset analysis. The meta-analysis of 3 studies involving 108,871 participants indicated significant associations between B2AA exposure and autism spectrum disorder, particularly for both preconception and prenatal exposure windows. However, the authors noted substantial heterogeneity between studies, with some showing strong associations while others found no effect. According to the World Health Organization, autism spectrum disorders affect approximately 1 in 100 children globally. The potential medication link, while requiring further investigation, adds another layer of complexity to pregnancy management decisions for women with asthma. 2 studies specifically reported associations with autism spectrum disorder, while one found links to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. An updated search identified an additional study examining both conditions, plus other neurodevelopmental disorders, strengthening the evidence base, but also highlighting the need for standardized research approaches. Clinical implications remain complex for pregnancy management. The research underscores a critical clinical dilemma. Asthma exacerbations during pregnancy pose well-established risks to both maternal and fetal health, making continued medication essential for most patients. Uncontrolled asthma during pregnancy has been linked to preterm birth, low birth weight, and increased maternal complications. Study quality varied across the included research, with designs ranging from large cohort studies to case control investigations. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists maintains that the benefits of asthma control typically outweigh potential medication risks during pregnancy. The heterogeneous nature of the findings suggests that individual patient factors, medication timing, dosage, and underlying asthma severity may all influence outcomes. This complexity requires personalized clinical decision-making rather than blanket recommendations for or against specific medications. For clinical guidance updates, visit our Clinical Updates section. Research gaps point to need for standardized studies. The limited number of eligible studies, just 8 from over 16,000 screened, reveals significant research gaps in understanding prenatal medication safety. Most studies focused exclusively on beta-2 adrenergic agonists, with minimal investigation of inhaled corticosteroids or combination therapies commonly used in clinical practice. The research team, affiliated with the University of Glasgow's School of Health and Wellbeing, emphasized that study heterogeneity made definitive conclusions difficult. Differences in study populations, medication classifications, outcome definitions, and follow-up periods all contributed to inconsistent findings. Meta-analysis of 1.38 million pregnancies showed significant associations between beta-2 adrenergic agonist exposure and autism spectrum disorder, though substantial heterogeneity between studies limits definitive conclusions. Lama A. Shakshir, University of Glasgow, PLOS Medicine, 2025. What this means for patients: continue prescribed asthma medications during pregnancy while discussing any concerns with healthcare providers, as uncontrolled asthma poses greater risks than potential medication effects. For clinicians, balance established benefits of asthma control against uncertain neurodevelopmental risks, using lowest effective doses and monitoring patients closely throughout pregnancy. For policymakers, support funding for large-scale standardized studies investigating prenatal medication safety to provide clearer evidence for clinical guidelines. Frequently asked questions: should pregnant women stop taking asthma medications based on this research? No. The benefits of controlling asthma during pregnancy typically outweigh potential risks. Uncontrolled asthma poses established dangers to both mother and baby, while the neurodevelopmental associations remain uncertain and require further study. Which asthma medications were studied in this research? All 8 studies examined beta-2 adrenergic agonists, the most common asthma rescue medications, with one study also investigating inhaled corticosteroids. The research did not comprehensively examine all asthma medications used during pregnancy. How strong is the evidence linking asthma medications to autism? The evidence is inconsistent and of moderate quality. While some studies showed associations, others found no links, and substantial differences between studies make definitive conclusions difficult. Future research must address current limitations through larger, standardized studies that examine multiple medication classes, dosing patterns, and timing of exposure. Until stronger evidence emerges, the established benefits of asthma control during pregnancy continue to support current treatment approaches, with careful monitoring and individualized care remaining essential for optimal outcomes. Source: prenatal exposure to asthma medications and risk of neurodevelopmental disorders and educational difficulties, a systematic review and meta-analysis.